Warga negara Australia berhak mengambil bagian secara aktif untuk ikut membentuk lingkungan masyarakat di mana mereka tinggal. Meski demikian, karena pengalaman traumatis masa lalu, sebagian pendatang baru mungkin merasa takut untuk menyuarakan pendapat mereka di depan umum serta tidak tahu bagaimana proses demokrasi dijalankan di negara ini. Berikut ini pendengar, rangkuman dari Wolfgang Müller. Australia memiliki sejarah partisipasi warga sipil selama 200 tahun. Profesor dari Sydney University, Murray Print, mengatakan bangsa Australia terbiasa untuk ikut memberikan pendapat atas hal-hal yang mempengaruhi hidup mereka sehari-hari tanpa takut akan adanya hukuman.
Absolutely. In fact, if anything, we would encourage it because this shows that people are interested in the process and they have contributions to make. They can join community organizations to assist other people, volunteer to help others. They can participate in joining political parties. All of this is open, it's free. There's no repercussions if you don't want to, and there's certainly no repercussions if you do.
Terbiasa untuk terlibat dalam pertukaran pendapat secara bebas dan apa adanya, serta dalam masalah-masalah yang menyangkut kelompok masyarakat, tidaklah mudah bagi sebagian besar imigran. Devi Nguyen adalah mantan pengungsi asal Vietnam. Ia diselamatkan dari sebuah kapal para pencari suaka saat dirinya berusia 8 tahun. Kini, dirinya menjabat sebagai wakil presiden dari komunitas masyarakat Vietnam di Sydney, serta membantu para pengusaha pendatang baru untuk memulai bisnis mereka. Devi mengatakan bahwa banyak dari pendatang baru yang merasa takut untuk berbicara di depan publik dan berpendapat atas suatu isu.
A lot of migrants are afraid of politics because they're scared that if they wanting to express their views, they might get penalized, they might get punished. Because these are kind of things that they left behind in their war-torn country. But for now, they're in Australia. We need to educate migrants that, you know, you're in Australia, there's people here to help you and guide you into the right direction.
Devi Nguyen mengatakan bahwa pendatang baru yang berusia muda mulai menunjukkan ketertarikan untuk menyampaikan pendapat mereka.
A lot of the old school thinking is that, especially from Asian background, a lot of parents don't want the kids going to politics. They just think that politics is not that great for a career. They prefer their kid to be doctor, accountant, anything but politics. But I think it's changing a little bit. And now I see there's a lot of push for our younger generation to get into the political arena.
Sophie Kotsis, pendengar, adalah anggota Parlemen New South Wales. Anak perempuan dari orang tua imigran asal Yunani ini kini menjabat sebagai menteri dari Partai Buruh untuk Multiculturalism. Dirinya mengakui bahwa proses bermukim atau menetap di negara yang baru merupakan salah satu tantangan terberat dalam hidup seseorang. Dan dirinya tertarik untuk mendengar dari konstituennya tentang masalah apa yang mereka hadapi.
My parents came to Australia in the 60s. My parents came with very little English, very little opportunity, and all they had was just to work hard and to build their life and encouraged us to work and get an education. There is an opportunity now because of our democracy that you can have access to your local MP and not to be afraid at all to reaching out so then we know what are some of the services that are needed in our emerging communities.
Sophie Kotsis mengatakan bahwa banyak dari imigran yang mencari informasi dari anggota parlemen setempat terkait dengan masalah perumahan, kesehatan, dan juga pendidikan. Namun ada masalah lain yang secara khusus mempengaruhi para imigran perempuan.
Domestic violence is a big issue and it's one area where people do come to me and raise these issues with me and we work together with organizations in how we can better educate and inform new communities about reporting, about support services.
Daniel Mochi merupakan warga Australia berdarah India pertama yang terpilih menjadi anggota Parlemen New South Wales. Dirinya mengakui bahwa perlu waktu untuk berani mengutarakan pendapat politiknya.
I've been serving now for nearly 3 years, and in the course of that, I've come to learn a lot about how to effectively talk to politicians, how to make your point, how to take a campaign into the parliament, how to make sure your voice is heard.
Daniel Mukhi mengatakan bahwa seringkali para anggota komunitas menyampaikan sejumlah isu yang beragam. Dirinya menambahkan bahwa penting bagi para pendatang baru untuk memahami bahwa di Australia semua orang diperlakukan secara sama, tanpa peduli berapa lama mereka telah tinggal di negara ini, serta bahwa para politisi bekerja untuk kepentingan masyarakat dan bukan sebaliknya.
So this morning, for example, I had a group come and see me wanting to talk about affordable power and what it means to have your electricity bills rising, particularly if you are a new migrant who aren't used to being able to shop around, who come from a country where there's only one provider of energy. Towards the end of this week, I'll be meeting with a group of parents who are very concerned about how kids with disability are treated in New South Wales schools, whether or not they have the same rights, the same experiences, the same levels of resources as kids without disabilities.
Hak untuk berpendapat di Australia tidaklah hanya berhubungan dengan berbicara dengan seorang anggota parlemen daerah. Profesor Murray Print mengatakan bahwa penting juga bagi para pendatang baru untuk tahu siapa orang yang tepat untuk menyampaikan keluhannya, serta siapa yang bertanggung jawab atas hal apa di pemerintahan.
You need to know that state parliaments deal with certain things and federal parliaments deal with certain other things. So there's no point going to your federal member of parliament and asking him or her about solving a problem with rubbish removal, for example. That's the domain of local council.
Bagi Devi Nguyen pendengar, ikut terlibat berarti membantu komunitas yang baru muncul untuk dapat bermukim dengan berhasil di Australia.
In many ways, we want to track those people who have the heart and the passion to actually go out there and make a difference in our country. Because at the end of the day, if our country is great, then the people will be great. And the whole overall harmonious of everyone working together to achieve that goal, then to me, the end result would be that Australia is a better country for everyone.
SBS, SBS,
SBS,
SBS,
SBS Radio.